A lot of us have taken identity in distractions. Let me emphasize on that real quick. Anxiety could be a distraction, and a lot of us have taken identity in what the zodiac signs have to say and the horoscopes. Most of us have identified ourselves as anxious people. And let us look into a scripture. In James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, it says, "Obey God's message, not fool yourself by just listening to it. If you hear God's message and do not obey it, you are like the people who stare at themselves in a mirror and forget what they look like as soon as they leave. But you must never stop looking at the perfect law that sets you free. God will bless you in everything you do if you listen and obey and don't just hear and forget." Which mirror do you look in? Is it the mirror that society has set in front of you? Is it the mirror your parents or your peers have set in front of you? Or even worst of it all, the mirror your emotions are set in front of you? Identity crisis. It looks like a big word, but when it comes down to it, it's not a big word actually. A lot of us are just confused by what society has said and we have been tossed around from side to side. But no worries, because the Bible has got you. How many times have you recited the scripture 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9? We always shout, "We are a royal priesthood, we are a holy generation." It's like you're forgetting who you are. It's like you don't understand how much weight you carry. But let God, the one that called you out of darkness into marvelous light, the one that called you out of your abyss, be the one directing you and be the one to define who you are. I've forgotten the Yoruba proverb and I've forgotten the way it goes, but there's something that talks about like an owner knowing like what to do with his things. Like, is an owner that knows how to operate his things. So the person that created you, I believe, should know you more than you yourself. And if you read your Bible, you will see how much is in store for you. We both know you have been in the dark for too long. Join us on this journey and let God draw you back into his marvelous light. Identity crisis. I'm going to stop treating identity crisis as a topic, but rather an experience. And I'm going to make a reference to one of the stories in my life. A couple of days ago, someone said something insulting to me. And, well, it felt so insulting because it attacked who I stood for. When the person was trying to insinuate that I'm an hypocrite. And, well, it's got me in thoughts, but if I had said what was in my mind at that point, every respect I had from that person had been lost at that moment. So I just want to say this, please do not feel the need to prove anything to anybody, as we lose ourselves the most when we are trying to prove to people what we can be and not focusing on who we are. Your identity and what you stand for are questions that we will keep asking ourselves for life. And it can become so confusing when you are put into different situations. It's easy to call yourself a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, when your faith is not being tested. Let me tell you, your faith is going to be tested, and the way it's going to be tested, you might not be in approval. You are going to be put in difficult circumstances. I figured out that you lose your true colors while you're trying to prove things to people. What's your identity? What do you stand for? There are so many ways it's staying with you. To be tested is like mathematics, one of the subjects I hate the most. They're never going to ask you to explain what the Pythagoras theorem is. They're going to give you an equation, expect you to solve it with the Pythagoras theorem. Same thing with life. Life is not going to present a situation the way it is. It's going to disguise itself into something it's not, so that it can make you give a wrong answer. I talked about the Bible being a mirror, but it's a mirror I feel like we should look through every time. And it should be the lens we look through, because oftentimes we're always looking through the lens that is broken. Society is not the depiction of perfection. So are your emotions that you hold so dearly. And if you are looking through your emotions' views or looking through the society's views, you will soon get yourself confused, because the society makes a lot of mistakes and looking at through their lens could be a mistake that can be very, very, very costly. The world is confused and we do things based on our pleasure. And as a result of that, we become enslaved to these pleasures. You don't need to prove anything to anyone, really. It's just really a waste of time. Hello, everybody. My name is Olayiwola Daniel. And welcome to a safe place. Welcome to For the Broken Mind. This is the series Identity Crisis. And we're going to be coming to an end, or to the end of this series on Identity Crisis. And today, I'm going to be bringing on my mom, Mrs. Faderora Olayiwola. And we're going to be asking her a few questions, but firstly, let us say our greetings.
Morning, everyone. Trust you are fine. We are blessed today and always in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, yesterday we were discussing about like a particular Bible scripture. And from then I deviated to, do you think we can understand ourselves without understanding the word first? Like, can we take identity? Do you think we know ourselves before knowing the word first?
Actually, it's not possible to discover our identity without discovering God. Because the Bible says if he has made us in his own image, then the Bible says he makes us in his own likeness. Then we must be his. And without knowing the purpose for which God has created us, it will be very, very difficult for us to identify ourselves. So discovering of our identity will be very, very difficult. We just discover that we do this, you find yourself doing this, you find yourself doing that, and eventually you are confused. But if you have your source in God, you will discover that very soon you will discover your identity. You will know the purpose for which you are being created in this world. Because every one of us, we are created for a purpose. And until we achieve that purpose, we will just live our life confused. And at the end of the day, when we look back the way we spend our life, we discover that we have done little or nothing when we are outside God. But being a student of the word. The Bible says in the book of John that in the beginning was God. The word was with God. And the word is God in himself. So if really we want to be closer to God, we want to discover ourselves, we need to be friend of the word of God.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So I want to ask, what really do you think identity is? Or is there any like Bible scripture that defines identity itself?
I want to believe that there's a Bible scripture, there are a lot of Bible scripture that define identity. Because identity, I can say identity is an act or a process of knowing yourself, knowing your purpose, knowing what you are. Because if you don't know what you are to do, you will discover that some people will be telling you several things about yourself. And because you don't know who you are, you may be confused. In fact, you may be discouraged when people begin to speak certain things to you, to your life, when people begin to judge you by the position or by the situation or by the challenges you are passing through presently. So one may be confused, but the identity we're talking about, one of the passages that I can use in the Bible is 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, which says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you may show forth the glory of him who has brought you from darkness into his marvelous light." So that is your identity as children of God. That is your identity. You are not just anybody, but you are special. You are special. You are a chosen generation. You have been chosen by God. You are a holy nation. You have been set apart to achieve the purpose of God for your life. And it comes up by saying that you may show forth of the glory of your God, which has brought you from darkness into his marvelous light. So that is the identity that we need to discover as children of God.
So I want to ask, like, during discovering this identity, because in one of the episodes I talk about doubts, like doubts that you might have along the way. And I think in Christendom, hardships are not discussed enough. They are not discussed openly, because some people take it as being unspiritual when you talk about struggling, being anxiety, being anxious, or being depressed, or being sad. So, would you say that I remember asking you a question on faith, difference between faith, and then someone who has faith that God will heal the person and someone who has faith that drugs will heal them. I remember us discussing faith, and then we also discussed healing. So we say if you're an anxious person by default, would you say we should take identity in that, or we should not even acknowledge it at all and just start reading and talking about that Bible scripture over and over again, which is 1 Peter that you just read?
I always say this, that the mistakes some of us make, even adults, it's not about teenagers alone, even adults, it's like we have forgotten that the Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. But because we are in the world, there are certain things that will happen to us because we are still putting on this flesh. And I tell people, we are spiritual beings. At the same time, we are biopsychosocial being, in the sense that we have feelings, things, there are several, if we look at the word of God, if we look at the Bible, we will see several places where God was assuring us, was assuring the children of Israel then, that do not be afraid, do not be anxious. It's because this fear will come. That is why we are men. That is why we're not God. At one time or the other, fear will come. And another thing is that every one of us, we are at different level of maturity in the word of God. And so when fear comes, when anxiety comes, what we need to do is not that it will not come. It will come. It depends on your maturity in the Lord. It depends on the challenges and situation you have. So it will come, but by the time you come, you realize that this thing has come. You may be anxious, like, can any good thing comes from me? Especially when you are not good academically, when your academic grades are going down, and it's like you have disappointed your parents, you have disappointed so many people around you. At times you may feel anxious, you may be afraid that God, it will come, but when it comes, just declare. And that is why you need to have a good relationship with God, and you need to be friend of the word of God, so that you will know what to say at a particular time of your life when you are anxious or when you are afraid. You'll be able to tell the anxiety that, look, I know the thought the Lord has for me. It's the thought of peace and not of evil, to give me a future and a hope. Presently, I may be facing this challenge, but I know I have a big God that is able to turn this challenge to greater things in my life, to make me to see solution for all these things. Although there may be challenges, but God, I have a God that can turn those challenges to opportunities for me. So, but you can only, like we'll say, Yeshua said that you cannot give what you don't have. You can only quote the scripture. You can only declare the mind of God for your life because you have been a friend of the word before. You have been studying the word. You have known it. But if you don't know it, the devil will just be playing with your life, and you discover that the anxiety, that's how you see young people, they are having mental health challenges because It will come. It may come as depression. Little things that get you depressed. It may come as anxiety. It may come as fear. But if it is not taken care of in time, you just discover that it escalates to a mental health problem. I pray that the Lord will help each and every one of us.
Okay, so my next question will be the issue of zodiac signs. I talk about zodiac signs. You're like this star signs, I guess. We're discussing about it in the family one day, and Daddy talked about it like being a sin, saying like, because these zodiac signs, they have dates attached to them, and then they have some particular character traits that these specific people have. So what do you believe about zodiac signs? Do you think Christians should imbibe zodiac signs in their life, or they should just be aware of it?
I would say capital no, in the sense that I see zodiac sign as a form of a kind of a star gazing, something like that, and it's not good, because the reason the reason I said it's not good is because our God is great, and we don't need to go and look at one sign because of our character traits, because our character traits may change. It's not permanent. You will see some people, they are very quiet. With time, because of where God is taking them to, you will discover that all of a sudden, they are sociable, they begin to discuss with people. You will see some people, they are anxious, they are jittery, and so many things like that. But with time, if God helped them, you just discover that they begin to have confidence, they begin to do wonderfully well, and they can face crowd, they can do presentations, and stuff like that. But if you have if one has been given to zodiac signs that, okay, these are my character traits, and this is what this thing is saying, that if I have this character trait, then this is what I will be, this is likely to be my future, this is likely to be the expectation from me, that is not, it's not, because that is not good at all for children of God, because God has planned for us. And the Bible says, he who has started a good work in us is able to complete it. So why are we looking for signs? Why are we matching signs with our character traits? So as a child of God, it's no go area for children of God. That's my own submission.
So I want to add to what she said. As a person, please do not be quick to tag yourself. As a person, because when you tag yourself, it's like you are pinned to a particular cross, you are pinned to a wall, and then because you already have this false misconception of being pinned to this wall, you wouldn't make an effort to go away from it, because why? You have already taken it as an identity for you. So if you don't take identity in the Word of God, you are going to be constantly pinned to the opinions the world has about you. And you're not going to be able to harness what God wants for you. Yes, whatever sign or whatever thing you carry, whatever character traits you have, they are not permanent. And as you continue to walk with God, Christianity is a journey. It's not just a destination. It's not just like a magic thing. Oh, today I was angry. Today I had anger issues. Tomorrow I'm fine. I'm free from anger issues. It doesn't work that way. You start cutting it little by little until it's finally gone. And there is a limitation to what willpower can actually do. And that's why I'm always encouraging people on a day-to-day basis, move closer to God. A lot of people